You're listening to the Dad Whisperer Podcast with Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. Be sure to follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find out more about Dr. Michelle at drmichellewatson.com. That's drmichellewatson.com. Here now is your host, Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield.
Hello and welcome back to the Dad Whisperer Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. And you are in for a treat today because I have invited my husband to respond to the last episode where Jonathan Kahn, 100 mile an hour man, talked about the spiritual state of fatherhood in America. So Dad, that's where we're going today. Imagine yourselves, you know the picture and the template I use every week, on your mark, get set, go. So Dad, can you see it? You're standing side by side with other dads getting ready to run your fathering race this week. I'm on the sidelines with my husband, and we are cheering you on, saying, on your mark, get set, go. On your mark today, part two, the spiritual state of fatherhood in America. Get set. We're going to have a conversation back and forth in response to what Jonathan shared, and we are going to end with a go step. So welcome, honey. I'm so glad you're here today with me, Dr. Ken Canfield, founder of the National Center for Fathering and Grandkids Matter, the National Association for Grandparenting. You can find every resource at fathers.com that he has done for the last couple decades. So welcome today.
Good to be with you. We're on a road trip. I'm getting shoulder to shoulder time with my bride. It's excellent. And I'm so pumped because I think you are on a road trip too. A road trip to enhanced, enriched fathering, particularly you dads of daughters and anyone else who's listening.
Right. So you're going to hear some ambient noise behind us. That's simply the road. We're on a road trip today, heading to a conference in Kansas City. And we just thought, why not do a less than professional, maybe just as it's my iPhone. We're just going to have a conversation and invite you along with us. So I'd love to hear your response just off the top of your head to what we actually just listened to Jonathan's talk again after I did the interview on the spiritual state of fatherhood. And I think this is such a rich topic that I didn't want to let one more session go by, one more episode, without us unpacking a bit more of what's happening across the country. And Ken is a researcher, a social researcher. He literally is on the phone daily with different fathering leaders across the country. And I know he has a really keen insight into this arena that is unique. And so I look forward to even hearing what you're going to share.
Okay, I'm not going to talk as fast as Jonathan, but I encourage you to listen to this prophetic Jew who has completed
Messianic
in his
Jew.
Messiah acceptance and recognition. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I'd say from a social science point of view. I think we're in a deep state of wandering. And when I say wandering, what does that mean? We've got to look at our own stuff. If you as a father can look at your own stuff and with vulnerability and humility,
yes,
open your life to the work that God has for you, and then beyond that, to the voices that are speaking to you, and one of those, as Jonathan aptly pointed out, is God's truth and God's word. And then, with practical insight, put into place what you are led to do, whatever your status is. If you're a stay-at-home dad, if you're a divorced dad, stepdad, you name it, because it's all over the map. Now, this is the state we're in. We're in a state of inwardness, convulsiveness, and fatherlessness. Now, where'd that come from?
Okay, say those again.
A state of inwardness, a state of convulsiveness, and a state of fatherlessness.
Wow, okay, I've not heard those terms.
Well, those terms come from a man who never had natural children, a Catholic priest who passed away. And in his book, The Wounded Healer, he nailed it.
Oh, Henry Nouwen.
In the mid-70s, that fatherlessness was one of the forthcoming challenges we're going to have to face. Now, we think, what does that mean physically? Because we see so many children growing up without a dad. we know the negative social sequelae or the impact of not having a dad mm-hmm. around. As you heard Jonathan talk about, the lack of protection, the lack of care,
right.
the lack of presence, all of those have negative consequences if dad is absent. So what do we need to do, conversely, to bring father fullness into the forefront? And this is for you, Dad. I think it's very simple. As Jonathan said, get in tune with another father. Hold it. What am I saying? Well, you may not have had a natural father, but mentors and those who have expressed fatherly attributes that are so needed right now, get in their shadow. And let's say you're a mom listening now, and you've got your children, your husband or the father of your children isn't around. Get those children in the shadow of a grandfather, an uncle, a brother. Extended family system is the best if you, mm-hmm. they are healthy. If not, there are teachers, coaches, scout leaders, pastors, etc. That is so important to get the naturalness back in fathering. Now, you want to supercharge that? Get yourself in the shadow of the Almighty. That blessing that was bestowed on a mountain in the Middle East, where with a voice it conferred and brought to the forefront the blessing you need and I need. You're talking to a father listening that has five kids
right.
that have been all over the map, three daughters, two sons. And if I get in the shadow of the Almighty, He shows up and enlightens me, Michelle, as you well know, to things I never would have considered, or insights that come out of a relationship with Him as I cultivate it.
And your first point, say it again.
Get yourself in the shadow of a healthy father figure.
Okay, but you mentioned a word, inwardness or something.
Oh,
what was that one?
This is the status and state of our world now, a state of inwardness.
Okay, so I just want to stop there for a minute because you're really highlighting something that obviously is what I do for a living in terms of helping men and women explore their inner world, where they get triggered, where they get activated. And I think so many dads and women too, of course, but maybe don't always know who to trust to walk with them into the places where they're perhaps seeing images that they don't want anymore, or nightmares or dreams at night that torment them, or where they get triggered by their kids and then have a larger than they want reaction, right, to their children. So when you're talking about, yes, five kids that you have, but I see in you, Ken, a willingness to humble yourself because you have been willing to look at your inner world, your story, your history, your childhood. And I may be taking that a little bit different than what you intended to highlight by that point, but I wanted to add that in.
Okay.
What's your take on that?
Very good. Well, absolutely. This is the deal. If you don't humble yourself, your children will humble you.
Or God will. He says that. Humble yourself. Well, I'll do it.
Right. Well, I'm talking about your children first.
Okay.
And if they don't humble you, the mother of your children will.
Yeah.
So humility is inescapable.
Right.
It's one of the hallmarks of healthy father. So you might just process, okay, where are the places that I've been humbled? And as you think about fathering children, even though your father wasn't there, how has that brought you to a place of intimidation or concern or lack of confidence? That's where the shadow of other father figures and other godly men will be a benefit and an asset to you.
And that does strengthen the spiritual state of fathering in America. I just get a visual of men holding hands across the nation from coast to coast saying, let's stand united in pursuing our Heavenly Father, bringing His presence into our home through us.
Absolutely.
Being a bridge, right, to God as a Father.
Yeah, and let me share personally. And I saw this in an era where there were many men's gathering in arenas and stadiums all over the United States. Personally, I grew up in a home where my natural father, good guy, you know, paid the bills, disciplined me, and so forth. He had no depth of spiritual connection. None. Zero. Nada. Same with my grandfather. I look back three generations. Hey, why do this God thing? Now, they weren't atheists. You know, they were Americans, you know.
Paid their taxes.
That's right.
Yep.
And do all the right things. But a relationship is one where you can interact with God. And so what was help to me was finding other spiritual leaders after I came to know the Father in a spiritual sense, just like Jonathan Kahn talked about. And so what did that Father from heaven do? Help me clean up the accumulated trash and stuff that I inherited generationally. And for some of you, it may be simple things like anger, telling the truth, being honest and responsible, being a man of integrity.
Asking forgiveness.
Oh my goodness. Learning to say, I love you, and how can I serve you? The mother of my children or my children as they go through life challenges. So that is why this getting in the shadow of another father, father figure. And for me, it was pastoral leaders. I'd never had that. And it just formed and shaped me in ways that then allowed me to tap into the reality and the practical part of being a dad to my five children.
Okay, so you talked about inwardness. That was the first point. What were the other two?
Convulsiveness.
Okay, what's that?
Convulsiveness is when you're in chaos. Now, for me, and my wife loves me to say, tell them, Ken, you used to do drugs and sell drugs. Okay. I told them, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay.
Well done. I love keeping it real.
Okay. So convulsiveness is when you put something that causes you to react convulsively.
Mm.
And it could be substance. It could be stuff. It could be things that take away from what your design and purpose is.
Mm.
So this convulsiveness, you can stay in this state for half of your life. For me, it was maybe 6 or 7 years. And having been delivered from that,
right. Now
I like to live in reality, in truth, and feel the comfort of knowing what is true, what is right, what is honest, what is pure, and dwelling on those things. So that's the convulsiveness that is penetrating our culture. Now, what I like about Jonathan is, I mean, he had names for all the convulsiveness.
He sure did.
It's Elvis,
all the spirits of this and that.
And it takes a Jewish historian and a Jewish leader to kind of parse that out. And you think, whoa, I never thought of that. You know, the Enchantress and many others that we're facing all the time.
And the third?
And the third is fatherlessness. That's when you're just kind of put out in a boat. You don't have a rudder. You're waiting for the wind to guide you in this way and that. And you don't know where you're really going. Fatherlessness is what I would say the other father, the father of lies, wants to destine and sentence us to a sense of, oh, let's just drift and go with the current. Well, you know where that's going. It's going to the broad and wide path. The narrow path is when you let the Father fill you with Father fullness. And I've written significantly on that topic, just the practical stuff. And that's what I like about what Michelle is doing in the Dad Whisperer. She's got practical insights that will guide us during this process.
Oh my goodness, this is so good. We're going to take a quick break. And Ken, when we come back, I want you to keep unpacking this whole idea of where are we at in America? Where do we need to go to renew spiritual sensitivity, hunger, and a heart for God? So we'll be right back.
I can hardly wait. We're going to the celestial city, guys. Let's go.
Are you a dad who has ever desired a deeper connection with your daughter, but haven't known how to go about it? Let's Talk, Conversation Starters for Dads and Daughters, is the very resource you need. Dr. Michelle wrote it with you dads in mind. This book will support you with scripted questions, equip you to decode your daughter, and inspire you with stories of other dads and daughters. Don't wait any longer to be the hero you want to be and that your daughter needs you to be. So, to let the talking begin, head on over to drmichellewatson.com/books and order your copy today. This book will become a favorite in your fathering toolbox and will give you the answers you've been looking for. That's drmichellewatson.com/books. Now, back to the Dad Whisperer podcast.
Welcome back. This is part two of the spiritual state of fatherhood in America. Ken and I on a road trip. You can hear all the road noise behind us. Talk about keeping it real, right, hon?
We're real. And guess what? There's a policeman. The yep. side of the road pulling somebody over. We're going the speed limit. Okay, let's go.
Okay, spiritual state of fatherhood. Give a quick recap of the first half.
Okay, we're on a downward slide. I'm going to flip the script, but these are the three characteristics of our culture right now. First of all, it's a state of inwardness. I mean, this screen time and this isolation is an epidemic. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it keeps you from social interactions. The second thing, we're in a state of convulsiveness. We have so many substances and stuff to occupy. It may be materialism that occupies our time.
And you know what also? That dulls spiritual sensitivity. Mm. And I think that's some of the enemy's purpose, right? So good reminder.
Yes.
And number three?
Number three is a massive cloud of fatherlessness. Now, some of you know it physically. Some children now know it emotionally. They know it spiritually and maybe psychologically. We have to displace that. And so we need to flip the script.
And that really is so much of what my heart is behind doing the Dad Whisperer podcast, so that men are being coached, are being encouraged, are being empowered to step into their God-given roles as fathers, so that these dads that listen can be the hero they want to be and that God wants them to be and that their kids need them to be.
Absolutely.
Okay, so flip the script, honey.
Okay. The inwardness we're facing needs to be addressed with you and I, Dad, being open-hearted. The openness has to do with our behaviors. The openness has to do with our history and past. So many linkages are made between what is called the generational curse. Because your fathers and your grandfathers did it, you're like a chip off the old block. Apples don't fall far from the tree. In a state of openness, you're willing to pursue whatever that is that triggers you, that makes you stumble, or is a blockade for you walking in the design and presence as your children's dad. Okay.
Now, what do you think is then impacting fathers across the nation? Maybe, would it be too inaccurate or accurate to say maybe spiritually stunted or spiritually less than vital?
Well, I would say the inwardness relates to you too. It reminds me of a poem that I memorized related to another nation, China. And as it flipped the script from being open to going strictly communist. And they said this, "Today Shanghai is burning, but I am dying too. But there is no death more certain than the death inside of you. Some men will go down in shrapnel and others go down in flames, but most men go down inch by inch while playing little games."
Wow.
Sweetheart, that's what it is. The inwardness, it may be our gaming. It may be our stuff. It's maybe be not really dealing with the generational stuff that we've been dealt with. Mm. And so what it does is it blocks the complete renewal and healing that we must be as healed healers. If we're going to nurture our children supernaturally to experience things that maybe we didn't with our father or father figures, it requires a change in time and life. And mm-hmm. so inwardness is addressed by a sense of openness and willingness and humility.
So how does a dad then deal with the generational, we could call them strongholds, crap, whatever, when he's been dealt a blow or dealt a hand that isn't one he wants? how would you encourage a dad? Again, we're talking about spiritually becoming awakened and vital as a bridge to God as a father. Where does he start?
Open your eyes, open your ears. It's going to be so obvious to those around you because they've observed your behavior. Listen to your wife. Listen to your children. Look at those around you. Do you have a battle buddy? Are you in what I'd say the company of some other good folk and good men? And if you're not, get in one. Mm-hmm. And there's no place better than a healthy small group or a local body where you can open up your life.
You know, another thing that I'll just add to this, because when you talk about generational curses, you know, that have been passed down, we all have them. It's not like any of us bypassed having, you know, you've called it the sin gene. Some people might just call it a propensity to a certain vulnerability of what that sin might be that he's partaking in or she's partaking in. And so for me, when I look at both sides of my family, from my mom and my dad, there's lots of abuse, lots of neglect, mm-hmm. lots of really poor choices sexually mm-hmm. on both sides. Mm-hmm. So here I am in my generation going, well, great, that's not exactly something to be proud of. But what I love is that each of us in our generation can say, according to Revelation 12, by the word of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb, I can overcome the accuser. So every one of us has the right and the authority and the power through Christ to say, I will no longer partner with that generational spirit, that generational stronghold. And I know apart from Christ, I can do nothing, John 15. But every one of us gets to say on our own, yes or no, to partnering with what our parents did or didn't do in order to be free.
Sure. I would take it and add this. There was a proverb spoken in ancient Israel. The fathers, they've eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth
are set on edge. Yes.
Oh, you know what that is? It's a proverb of fatalism. I can't do anything because, you know, I inherited all this stuff, as you were talking uh-huh. about. Not so in the new covenant. You know, each man, each father will be held accountable for his own actions. Mm-hmm. Now, this is why inwardness needs to be addressed. What are those things that may be off in a skeleton in a closet that you haven't faced? If you're not willing to open that up, mm-hmm. you're missing the supercharged blessing of love that God the Father wants to give you so you can pass it on to your children.
I love it. You know, as I think about what we're talking about here, where we didn't plan this per se with notes, we're having this real road trip conversation about the spiritual state of fatherhood in America because both of us care about that.
Absolutely.
What I would sum up as really the heart of what you've said, Ken, is that the spiritual state of America is one by one. Every father doing his own work, looking within himself, connecting to God as a father in his own way, right? Mm-hmm. Individually.
Right.
And that has the biggest impact then across the nation.
Oh, sure.
To bring spiritual vitality.
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, you want me to go on to the next?
Yep.
Okay. How do we address convulsiveness? And it's simply this. Convulsiveness means you're out of control. You don't know which way to go. You've submitted to something that has led you out in a dark or deep or not helpful place. Mm-hmm. Consistency is the key. What are you doing consistently with your children in a regular way that will not only deliver you from that convulsive behavior or past, but also establish for them a dad they can count on, a dad that keeps his promises, a dad who will be there? Consistency is so key in our behavior, in the way we treat one another. And without that, what we are given to is the winds that blow up and down, right to left. And so, Dad, being consistent in all of your behavior is important.
You know what I love about you sharing that is that I have had many women that I've counseled through the years or come alongside as a mentor who have said, you know, my dad was all into connecting with me after he went to that conference, But a couple months later, I don't know, he just got too busy.
Ouch.
And it was worse for her.
Yeah,
because she would say, why am I not important anymore?
That's right.
It would hurt more
to
have had her heart awakened and opened and then to have dad fall kind of off the wagon, which is why with the ABBA Project, I really had a model of a 9-month through the school year, through the
excellent
different seasons of dad pursuing her heart consistently is really on point with what I've heard daughters say as well. Now, the third.
Yeah, and two things related to consistency.
Oh, okay.
Ask your children, are there any promises that I made I haven't kept?
Oh,
are there
come
any
on
expectations that you expected from me that I haven't fulfilled?
There's a go step.
Yes.
Some of you dads might go, that's my one takeaway. I'm going to go ask my kids today, are there any promises I've made that I haven't kept? That's so good.
Okay, how do we displace fatherlessness with fatherfulness? Now, I'm not just being funny. Your presence, your involvement, your just commitment to be there is the difference maker.
Yeah.
It reduces this sense of wandering, which is part of the cultural slide right now, to a deep sense of security in their identity. Dad, half of the DNA of your child. And let me just say, you may be an adopted dad. I want to go out here. Half of the spiritual DNA and maybe more you are giving to those children that you adopted. Same with foster too. And that, I think, rests on not only the promise but the integrity of another father, a heavenly one that does supernatural stuff.
So Ken, I want to let you have the last word. So we're talking about go steps for dads. How can every dad listening kick things up a notch in terms of being a spiritual influence in his daughter's life?
Go ponder and ask God the Father to reveal to you any vulnerable places or places that you need to grow.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is recover hope. Now, I'm going to end with an acronym that my wife here came up with. Now, I have looked at hope, and we have a corner on hope because we serve, in Romans 15, the God of hope.
Yes.
So, Michelle, what you got one night and wrote down is so profound. This is a way to remember hope and for you to move forward with confidence.
It's heavenward orientation powers everything. H-O-P-E.
Come on.
It's that vertical connection to God as a Father that enters into our horizontal relationships.
Yes.
But it can't start. Hope doesn't build horizontally.
No.
Hope builds vertically first.
Yes.
And so I love that you referenced Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all. Now you'd think it would say hope.
Right.
Nope. With all joy and peace. And then there's five words that are right in the center that are the key. As you trust in him. So it's as you trust in God as your Father, vertical again.
Yes.
It says, then you will overflow with hope.
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's back to that vertical to horizontal orientation.
We're on the Bible bus, and we just heard it from a Bible teacher.
The Bible bus.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
So what does hope have to do with the spiritual state of fatherhood in America?
Without hope, you're not going to realize the potential that you have. Now, to actualize or put in place a plan of hope, you need to identify those things that are hindering you from being hope-filled and then have a plan to address them. Like you'd have a plan in your business or your work to exceed, to fulfill, to meet objectives and goals. When your children see you having hope for them and applying your life schedule to it, they'll have hope too. It will be magnetic and it will draw them in.
Oh, I love that. You have heard so many, I would say, practical go steps that you could really activate today, Dad. It may be that you are praying against generational curses and taking a stand in an authority in Christ against them. It may be that you're finding other battle buddies, as Ken called them, that can stand shoulder to shoulder with you to beef up your spiritual skill set. It may be that you're pursuing a counseling relationship with someone, a mentor, that can help you look at your inner world and childhood so that patterns can be broken as you invest in your kids. Any others that stand out today, or did I cover it okay?
You did an excellent job.
And we hope that this has built your hope today in knowing that you dads are instrumental in bringing the heart of God to this nation as you turn your heart towards your children. Well, it's been a joy to have you all here today on our road trip with us. I'm Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield, the Dad Whisperer, signing off and encouraging you to make today a day where you intentionally and consistently invest in pursuing your daughter's hearts. Go, dads.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Dad Whisperer Podcast with Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. To find out how you can invite Dr. Michelle for your next event, go to drmichellewatson.com and click on the speaking tab. That's drmichellewatson.com. Dr. Michelle loves bringing practical insights she gleaned over the past few decades to audiences of teenagers, young adults, men's groups, or women's forums. Once again, go to drmichellewatson.com. That's drmichellewatson.com for more information on the books, resources, and blogs that she has available. Remember, you can listen to the Dad Whisperer Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. And we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again on the next edition of the Dad Whisperer Podcast with Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield.